1,000 books. All that has ever gone wrong has gone wrong due to rejecting realities and accepting fantasies. To deny truth is to create a terrible fantasy, and no human being should ever be committed to one, as life is far too precious. Yes, fantasies in a sickly way are more comfortable than the authentic life that unfolds by rules independent from our wishes. But rejecting pleasant fantasies is no different than rejecting drugs. It is simply not who we are, and not where healthy people wish to be or can possibly grow and develop. It is not that the world is too difficult to grasp, but that too many people are suffering from lack of knowledge. Knowledge is found in books, best experienced in their audio form and on a pleasant and relaxing adventure. Books whose authors are admired for their hard work and clarity of long-term vision, intelligence and wisdom, and often a wonderful sense of humor. Alas, far too many people take to relieve their fears by constructing a view of the world they can understand and control. All fantasies will eventually call for reinforcement, and as history shows, at any and all cost. Be it something as tiny as the number of likes on a social network, or as odd as the status that pointlessly expensive cars bring, or something as heartbreaking as political systems where fathers will easily send their children to kill each other in battlefields, a fantasy will call for reinforcement, to keep it going, to make it last, and no price will ever be too big. Reality is much harsher and not as comfortable or easy to grasp. It will call for constant effort, hard-earned foresight, real and lasting results to our endeavors, and authentic dignity. In reality, color of skin, number of colored pieces of paper, or the colors of a flag do not define who is superior and who is inferior, who is better and who is worse. In fantasy, poverty and war are facts of life. In reality, love, health, and world peace are the most beautiful rewards for the most difficult of achievements. In fantasy, we created tens of thousands of gods and as many battles in their worship. In reality, we invent flight, try to get to the moon for no clear reason, and even fantasize about interstellar travel to cross the galaxy and beyond. In reality, there is no evil. Just a steady and colorful progress forward. We build nuclear plants and not nuclear missiles. In fantasy, evil oozes from the cracks that madmen must keep patching to prevent their small minds from falling to 1,000 pieces. Fantasies spread with culture. They quite imperceptibly trick us into thinking of ourselves as other than we really are. For example, if you don't believe you can be a genius, you will not be able to become one. You'll never aim for it. The longer you delay, the more obstacles will arise in your path. If you don't believe you can cross that challenge, you won't even try. If you grant others control over your time or life, you will only limit yourself and how far you can travel. Your mind is powerful enough to host cities of thoughts and dreams of any size. The only limit to your intelligence is the ability to mistakenly stop yourself by accepting some falsehood or fantasy. Love, genius, empathy, foresight and insight, and spirituality exist within us all, but without knowledge and eventual wisdom, they too are limited and will fall short. Yes, at first, the real world is unknown to us, but it is not meant to frighten us into creating fantasies that we think we can grasp. It simply requires that we listen to 100 books, take a moment to explore the world around us with our newfound experience, and then, very, very slowly and very gently, as our long lives unfold, listen to and read just about 900 more, as not to ever fall short and always have a beautiful story to tell. We are sure to become wise with all the building blocks we gain from books. And then, should we wish, we can turn right around and create some new books for others to read and grow up with. Do not be scared, my friends. As scary as poverty is, its power flows precisely from lack of education, wisdom, and above all, foresight. The more knowledgeable and wiser the world, the more overwhelming the force to crush poverty. Growing up to become knowledgeable and wise, as opposed to merely aging in some easy fantasy, is critical for our mental health and well-being. 1,000 books you can listen to while traveling world's most beautiful hiking trails is hardly a challenge. It shouldn't even be seen as an inconvenience. Inheriting real and functional knowledge that has powerful and lasting impact on our growing up, that enriches and enhances our decision-making, bringing us clear visions and impossible dreams, is a great reward. Becoming broke or homeless, never being able to get a job, and being seen as a waste of life is not something that can happen to a wise and beautiful person that rejects fantasies in search of truth. And it is important to remember that we can't graduate by cramming and temporarily memorizing disconnected facts. A fake education is a meaningless education. Companies known for hiring such inauthentic individuals are full of life-draining liars and pretenders, and probably in high positions. Whatever they build cannot be built with vision and wisdom. It can only self-destruct. Once you become self-educated, you are granted the opportunity to build your own companies with foresight and great invention. My dear reader, I would bet building an open and grade-free school that actually educates its students will be high up on your to-do list. Building companies only becomes stressful when you build them for their own sake due to lack of greater vision. When you enter on the path towards wisdom, you won't merely aim to impress investors. You will move generations. It is okay to blindly set off towards wisdom. It is one of the few leaps of faith that are worth the while. Whatever your aims, may you inspire countless dreamers to greatness, and may you reject all fantasy, holding authenticity and wisdom as the highest of values.